פרק י"א, הלוך א'. אין נותנים זבלה וגרוגרות לתוך המוריות כדי שהוא מעבדם, אבל נותנים את היין למוריות. You cannot put in a dvela or a grogrot of truma. A dvela is a pressed cake of figs, and a grogrot is a dried fig. And don't put it into, which was the minhag, putting it into the morius, which was that fish, that horrific fish, fish ground salt, in order to give it a taste, because that destroys the fig. Now it destroys the truma. You can't put in wine into the Murias. Put in wine into the Murias because that gives it a taste, and it's eating the truma, not destroying it. Although they would throw out after it absorbs, they would throw out the veil and the grogrot. You don't take shemen and let it sit on various types of herbs in order to absorb the taste of the herbs, because what happens there is that the oil that is absorbed by the herbs is then lost. So you throw out the herbs afterwards, and that's ibud akruma. You can't do that. Aval osim yayin mulin. You can make a flavored wine, which they would use honey and pilka for the wine, and that you are allowed to do it because that's you're not mad at it because you're able to use it. In the Vashlin Yain Shatruma, Mikneshu Mamito, you cannot boil wine of Truma because the boiling, something is lost in the boiling. And Rebuta Matir Mikneshu Mashbicho, Rebuta says, it's okay because that makes the wine better. Now when we say we make it better, it doesn't mean it makes it better in taste, obviously, but it makes it better in that now it's pasteurized, so it will no longer turn vinegar, so you can keep it longer. You can, if you can eat them, you can put them inside Muryas, and that way you can eat the Dvela, which is Truma, together with the fish brine that's in it, because that way you're not destroying the Dvela. And the Mishnah says, ain't no thing. That's talking about where you do what the norm was, is that you squeeze them, you sulfate them, lahotim mehem, and then you're ma'abe the fruit that you were sulfate. So there is ibutruma. There's nothing wrong with eating the fruit in a brine. With the tavlin mutar, shakaku malakam. On the other hand, using truma tavlin to flavor, there you can even be sulfate, because that's how truma tavlin, that's what they're for. You don't eat tavlin, you use them for flavor, and they're always thrown out, so to speak, in the end. I mean, you don't leave those things are always, they're used to give taste, and then they're thrown out. So here too, that's the derech of the truma. So you take now a container of tavlin, put it inside like a little medicine, put it into one kadera, take it out, put it into another kadera. In detail, tamo mutar. If the kohen tastes it, and he sees that there's in the second one, he can't taste the herbs anymore because already they had been used up in the first one. So then even though they were truma, it's mutter for Yisrael to eat the second pot, because there's no tam in it. Meanwhile, asur. But if the taste was not bottled in the first one, and the kohen can taste some of the tavlin, then it would be asur for zar, even in the second one. Says the Gemara, ma'abe not levain shevet. What is the difference between this and the shevet, the tavlin, which again, I don't know the English name, but it's a type of tavlin, where it says that lo king tani, doesn't it say the fairish that a shevet shenatan tam b'gidera ein ba mishum truma, that if you have this tavlin that had put some of its taste into the gidera, and then you're taking it out, referring to over there, you're taking it out, and you put it into another gidera, ein ba mishum truma, the second gidera does not have any problem of truma, at all. And here it doesn't say that there's a difference where you have to taste it and see whether it's considered to be nice and hot. Furthermore, once it's already been used up in the first kibera, if it touches something that's tameh, you don't have to worry about it. It's certainly not considered to be an oakland anymore. It's now both of even from its time of oakland. It doesn't say anything here about having a coin taste it. So why here do you say you have to have a coin taste it? So it says the Gemara, well, Mishokah not Lulukah. That's because they're giving you back what's yours. The truth is that the whole din of Shevet anyway is that it's not royal Akiva. Therefore, since it's not royal Akiva, it doesn't really have a din of Truma at all. It's the Rabbanan who took something from you and were machmir to make it Truma. Therefore, the din of Truma Tarfun was only they took something from you, then they give it back to you. In this case, they weren't moxed on it because the dinaya shalot tadei tumato queen at all. Come along, rabbanim, they ain't on the to tadei tumato queen. Fine. So the same rabbanim that say shmiratamik tumato queen, they were moxed there. Ain't on ruach kibbutz shenas the topic there of the. So they also said that it no longer has. Once it's given some taste, now the koala doesn't have a din of oath and not legabe truma and not legabe. Kabbalah Tuma of Oakland. But this is Dafka in something that wasn't Royal Akiva, like Shevet. It's only, the only thing you do with it is use it for Tama and throw it out. But other Ta'amim that you actually become part of what it is that you cook and you eat it, so there, they didn't give you back what they took from you. Rukhiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, the Rebbe. The Mishnah that says that you're allowed to put Nyayin into Murya is actually a makokas tamoy. And it's going over here according to Rebbe. The Tanya, Yayin Lemurius Rebbe Matthias, but Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Oser. Rebbe holds that when you add Yayin to Murius, you're making it taste better, and therefore it's a proper way of eating shrimp, and it's not evil. But Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon holds that the reason that you put wine into Murius is, as we saw earlier, the idea of putting in an onion into Murius is to absorb the disgusting taste, the fishiness of it. So really, it's not there in order to add to the taste, it's there in order to subtract, in a sense, from the taste, to make bearable, so it's the difference between a cover-up deodorant and something which really deodorizes, right? So he says, therefore, you're being ma'avi the truma, because you're using the truma really as a cover-up, rather than as a taste. The fichach im avar yinat, no? So if you went ahead and you did put wine into the Murian, according to Rebbe, it would be also Lazari, because it's real Truma, real Thomas Truma. According to Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon, paradoxically, even though he's the one who's mocking the doctor, and once you did it and you were over, he would be mocking it, because he says there's no Thomas Truma. There's only the subtraction of the Zuma, which is not a positive thing. Again, we had the same discussion before with onions that were being mixed into the fish, into that fish mixture. Now, this is the same idea. Rabbi Moni, Rabbi Tamchum, boy. Kedira Yishimat Tirlin Zarim, if you hold that it's mutter for a czar to eat muria that's mixed with wine, why then is it usher to buy herring with wine in it from Gari? How come you always need all new on those things? If they have a kosher wine and so on, right? So muria shall die in Lama Asur. So in other words, according to Rebbe, you hold that wine is very common to mix wine and herring. So okay, so according to Rebbe, I understand why you're not allowed to buy it, because maybe it has yayin nesek in it, right? That's some yayin. But according to Rebbe Shimon, even wine that you would have put into the herring wouldn't have really been a taste, it would have been an anti-taste. So we just cover up the Zuhama, absorb the Zuhama. So why does everybody know he gets in it? According to Rebbe, now according to Rebbe Shimon, it should be more. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Is
that called Tom? It's an absorber. It's an absorber. It's improving the taste, but not by adding. It's not a time, it's an addition. I mean, it's no addition. So he said, you should be sure like God, your name is Turin. The Yisra over there, you thought was because of Yayin Nessa, because of Sanyin, and that's not the reason. The reason is we're afraid that it was cooked. And the cooking would be bishalakum. That's where I was up. Eitzi v'vyotzi v'atami uman matur mutar she'in uman she'in uman asur shaseh. So you're allowed to take muriyat from an uman, from a professional maker of muriyat, because he knows not to put in, he doesn't take a cheap way out by putting in wine into muriyat, but from a householder doesn't know, you're not allowed to buy it, is what it should say. Not tamin, but rather umin, meaning professional, who make it this way. So doesn't this mean Lobish inan megushalim, but this means even if they are not megushal, should say, and in which case the Kabbalah says she'eno uman asur afilu she'eno megushalim. In which case, when you're not allowed to buy from a householder, it's referring to buying, not being allowed to buy it because of yain, even if it's talking about she'eno megushal. The Omer of Yochanan bar Mori afil command the Omer uman mutar. We also have the same idea that if you know the uman and that he you know for a fact that he doesn't mix, that there it's the only place that we said that it's worth it, not because the guy has a sign on his door. But in any event, getting back to our issue, so you see from here how the amra hanayat from mutar. The truth is that we are correct in assuming that the problem is the yain. I will find it, but why are we worried about it? Because it's not there for Tom. And nonetheless, remember that yain that stuff is an issue of Hanah, not an issue of Tom. Certainly of Hanah, for the absorption of the Zuama. So be here, the issue is because you are enjoying the yain that. And enjoying the yain that is itself an issue. Not bringing it back to Zuama. There's not an Israel, no, there's only an Israel Akiva. And since you need Tom in order to have an Israel Akiva, so therefore it works out very consistently. If I hold this, it's not there for Tom. I will answer it only in terms of Avodah Zarah, and won't answer it in terms of Truma. So on the contrary, it works very nicely. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Kadamar, Yipneshma Mato, Yidato, Rafrano Amar, Yipneshma Mato, Yishotat. The question over here is, when the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to boil wine of truma, it says that they should mam ito, you make it less. So one learns that means you make it less because it boils. Some of the water is taken out of the wine, which means now you have less wine than you had before. And the other one holds, it's because there are people that are not going to drink it. And therefore you're being mamayed in the sense of its usage. Because less people will drink wine that is unnatural because it's been cooked. Then would have had it before. Right. But lo yadin manamada. We don't know, we're never told Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yochanan the Pharisee who said what. But we can figure it out. Because in the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, judging from what Rabbi Yochanan said, that namely, Mirkapa Shitase de Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yochanan asked that there seems to be a contradiction here in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who said before that you can be Torah Yayin, we said that is Eino Mavushal and Mavushal, but you can't be turned from a Mavushal onto Eino Mavushal. Why? Because the minerality of it. This is bad. And here, it's, and that's going to review that. And here it says that it's better if you would go to Mimavushal, to Mavushal Mavushal. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here that Mavushal is better. Rabbi Yochanan says that this is a contradiction. And comes along Rabbi Elazar to say, Eino Mufleket, there's no question over here, because there's a big difference. Haman the Kohen over there is talking about the Kohen who was boiling it, the Kohen, the Baalim. In other words, really, Mavushal may be better in terms of its longevity. So the Kohen, the Baalim, when it says Ein Torim and Mavushal, Ein Mavushal, that's because indeed, the Baalim are going to end up taking what's in the original Nida. So that's the chashash. That you're being mamayated from the amount that you're supposed to be taking off. You're supposed to say, okay, I had a gallon of wine, so now I'll take off a gallon of wine in the bushel. But a gallon of wine in the bushel is no longer a gallon of wine. So the male over there were worried about the mere mice. I think, you know, the coin already got it. Not if I want bread and be mavashal it, that according to Rabbi Yehuda is good. Why good? It will say good because it's going to last longer for him. Rabbi Yochanan obviously didn't hold that that's the problem. But because otherwise he would have given the same exact solution. He still says that there's some kind of contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that he's not kosher for the fact that it boiled out. That's a minor issue. But he's the one, therefore, that must have said that the issue is in terms of people. So therefore, it's Rabbi Yochanan who the Amr of Nation Ma'atom Yishotah, that there's fewer people that are going to drink it now because they don't like to drink wine at the boil. And that allows us to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan Shita was in his Bakhlokas over here. Yehuda ben Emi, Rabbi Emi, B'Shem Rishwakish, B'Shem Shemato, B'Shem Shemato, they all quoted Rishwakish also as saying, same thing as Rabbi Yochanan, the same thing as we proved that Rabbi Yochanan held, that it's the might of Yishas, Dvash Mori, the Yehim Tachuchim, the Komitzi, oh, sir, next question. So if you have now pressed fruits, we know that the Torah says the perish kilosh yitzar in the parsha of Truma. So certainly oil and wine is higher than the Truma Samaitis, the Yeraita. It's not considered to be just a zeya, it's an output of something else. It's a true product. Suppose that you squeeze dates, you have honey. Is that considered to be a date that is higher than in Trumasamaita? Or is it just like Izayabion? So if I have Dabash of Tabonim, I have wine that's made out of Tapofim. I have Chomet Sitavniot. Sitavniot are these Anavim that never really, they never get right. The Sitavniot means the fall. They go through to the fall and like, that's it, they're not going to ripen anymore. We say, that's great. Yeah, but you can't make wine out of these grapes. You can only make comments out of them. Vishar kol mefei rosh ha-truma. Any other type of the truma where what you have is mashka that comes out of a pre. So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, if the zar eats them, he's high up there in the chomish. They were truma, and they're there, you know, truma. Rabbi Yoshua puts him. Rabbi Yoshua says, this is not considered to be the fruit itself. Rabbi Eliezer, therefore, is also in the time of Shum Mashka, and he knows this is a real Mashka. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo Monach HaFamim Shiva Mashkin Kamoni Betamim. Well, what do you think? When the HaFamim listed the seven Mashkin, you know, what do you think they were? A bunch of Avon men? They're giving now a whole list. And when you come to buy it, it's a bait and switch. You know, oh, we're actually out of that, but we have some wonderful Evarden. Right? I mean, the Chachamim don't do that. The Chachamim give you a list of seven mashkin. They mean seven mashkin. Ela Amr Shiva mashkin etami. Shakala mashkin bar. Remember, of course, this is we've spoken about on other occasions, the Makrofis Ramam and the Ravid, about whether this is not only about texture, Makabatuma, the Shiva mashkin, or whether even for them to be Makabatuma themselves. That's still gay, I don't learn this for yourself. We're talking about action. We're talking about being Makabatum. First of all, we're going Neymar, Matzig in Bechomish. Now, we assume that the Makrokas over here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua says, Patur, he didn't mean your Pater completely. He just meant that there's no special halacha of paying Bechomish. But certainly the Karen of Rabbi Yeshua Modi, he's Modi too. Because Matzig, what we assumed was, what is the Makrokas of Rabbi Eliezer here with Rabbi Yoshua? And the focus is that the Sha'avah, it's only what happens if somebody went ahead and did such a thing, used Truma in such a way to make these type of things. But the Lechatzila, or the Tzila of Rabbi Yoshua, he would also be motivated Rabbi Yoshua that you're not allowed to go ahead and take it as a czar, because look, I mean, it comes from something that was Truma. And therefore, it still has a din of the moment shayda, and in that, you know, if you have to pay back shayda, you should pay the karen at least, and also, you're certainly not allowed to go ahead and to drink it, because if it's yotei min ha-truma, then it should be at least also min rabbanan for a zar. That's the Gemara based on that assumption, the Tamina, the Vashmoni, remember the Esmachaiva Masrok, Rabbi Yoshua, Poter. Now, it says over there that according to Rabbi Yoshua, it's Poter completely. It doesn't say over there that because it started off as Tevel, therefore what comes out of the Tevel remains Osir. So if that's the case, if it was Truma, we don't say what comes out of the Truma is Osir. But if it's not Osir, that means that even the Chatzila, once it's made, it should be Mutter for a Zar. And if a Zar takes it, it should also be something that he doesn't have to pay for. If it's Day of the Yom, hello? Yeah. Yes. Again. Yeah, that's what happened before. Right. Okay, so is there anybody there, that any of the kids there that could pull the refrigerator out and turn? Nobody's there? Can I speak to Boston? Tiana? Is it very bad? Can I just wait another few minutes? I'll be ready. Can I wait 10 minutes? And I'll take care of it. It's not smoke, it's just that because it's such a thin stream, it's just shooting water. I don't think it's going to help. We've had this problem before. I'm not sure, because it's Erev Yontov. What do you think? If you move the fridge, and behind the fridge, you'll see there's like a valve, and you can turn that valve off, or call it along the wall where that blue thing comes out of, and that'll turn the water off. But don't strain yourself, and be careful for the pipe on the left. It shouldn't, really. Actually, it's like unbelievable. Always these like pipe spurs, whatever. It's always going to be on every month. So according to that, if you're telling me that there's no iser of tevel, and you don't say, well, it's the yotzei mina aser, so it's aser. So the same thing you should be over here. You're right. You shouldn't have done it lechatchila. But if you did it, it doesn't have a shame of truma, and it means that it's not that Rabbi Yeshua would be made of that you have to pay the parent. It's not Rabbi Yeshua would be made of that it's outside of zonim. On the contrary, it's mutter of zonim. So how do you explain that? Tom, here's talking about Shizabu, I should say. Tom Shizabu Mishnizbalu. The Tom Shizabu Achalonizbalu. You can't really do a raya from one case to the other. Because you could say over there, it's talking about that the Dvash had dripped out of these dates before the Kiev of Meisr had ever occurred. So in other words, they hadn't been brought into the house yet. There wasn't Nigmar Malasal Meisr. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says over there, okay, now that I'm going to bring this into the house, I'm going to put five of Meisr. Because it's not really a free. But maybe Enoch Inami, once he got an Isser of Tevel on it, he would have agreed that it remains Usher and Tevel. Same thing over here, if he got an Isser Trum on it, it would have remained Usher the Trum. And therefore, it remains Usher the Zorn. Now, this is the reason that the Brisker don't buy anything that is any kind of juice. Right, because there's no way to be Mahatma Truma to Meister. Because since it's only Zeya Viyama, so you can't take off Meister from it. But since it was Yosef from something that's Hevel, it remains Oster because it's Yosef and Oster. Right, based on this thing. So if you don't trust the original Meister, there's nothing you can do about it. Unless, of course, it's wine and oil. As it says, the fish that has been of the food itself. Motor of the Yazir, she imitates Marim, a field of Samia, the Dokshan Mutter, Rebbe Lazar. Even though he says it is higher than Meister, he's motor that if you have even something, you have something in Spain, and you take off Meister out from it, that it would be Mutter. You know, because once you Meister, the Marim that it came from, the Dvash is certainly Mutter. As long as you take off from something that's higher on this morning, then it would be mutter to drink the dvash. Dikshan mutter. Milsei omar, shuhu ma'aser min atvarim ala dvash, lufi atvarim, this is talking about that when you're coming out to meister, you don't have to be makish according to the amount of the honey. You have to be makish according to the amount of the tamarim.
Not what it produced.
No matter what it produced. Right. It's a different thing. All I have to take a look at is the tamarim themselves over here. I don't have to look at the dvash. Tell me, there'd be no tamar. When it says that Liyat is Machayev the Meister, I'm not sure if it was Machayev the Meister. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shelo Yochal Ad Shniaser Al Advash. It's not really that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have to take off Meister on the Advash itself, which means you can't take off Meister from the Tamarim. All he's saying is that Osir B'Shem Meister simply means that you can't eat it unless you took off Meister. You take off Meister from the Tamarim. Not necessarily from the Advash. So when you take it off, you take off and it's running al advash if you have advash. Well, if you have tamarim, so what you have to take off is meister for the tamarim, according to him, also on the amount of advash. That's there. And according to Yeshua, the advash is also going to be highest for. So it goes with the yotze, you know, also. So if you're matir the oser, then the advash is certainly with it. Furthermore, we've had a same apostle for Gabe Tuma. For Rabbi Yehuda Matani Mishumashka, Rabbi Yeshua not. Sorry, Rabbi Nosson Omer, why should Rabbi Yehuda Matani Mishumashka? Not that Rabbi Yehuda really held that there's more mashkin than the Torah says, and that may Torahs are considered to be makshirin, to be makabal Tuma. What he's saying is something different. What he's saying is, the Amman Neslaku, Al Shenofa Lepoko Mashka. All he's saying is that if into these made heroes, so you made apple juice, you mixed it with water. Right? So now the question is the water bottle in the apple juice, or does the water mean that the apple juice is water in it? Right? And therefore the whole thing will be mitame in the sense of being mashka, apple juice more, mitame mamish, depending on which you are. Well, that's what it's all. So he's saying, he's saying any little bit. But I want to say, since it's mostly apple juice over here, the water in the apple juice is not going to be much of a competition. I'll dice Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yezir, are all saying the same thing. Now that Rabbi Nelson says the question over here, according to Rabbi Yezir, is in terms of bittle of the water, so now it's clear that according to him, he has to learn three shitas in the same basic approach. With the mayor who says that ein mei peirot mivatlin la'olam, they hold, Rabbi Meir holds that if you have mei peirot, he says in Makshirin that if you have mei peirot that are in something else, that those mei peirot are not mivatlin. It doesn't say that the peirot that's Rabbi Meir. But it's Sama Mishnah, so it's probably Rabbi Meir. So over there, if something absorbs Mashkin into something else, and you went ahead and you cooked them, you heated them. So and now it starts leaking out Mashkin. So it was wood. So it has like all types of other things. It has a lot of moisture in it. But it's also now being mashed, leaking apple juice. So they hold that Meteros is not Mavato, other Mashkin. And it's considered to be a monument. So this is the same thing that Rabbi Eliezer is saying here, according to Rabbi Nelson. So that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov also does the same thing. It's funny, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Steer the harsh, and I follow so from my and Koshu, come in. And had been Rabbi Eliezer, would mean Rabbi Eliezer Marmish. If Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, if you have Mashkin that fall into Steer, even though Steer not Makabal Tuma, it shouldn't be Makabal Tuma because it's a fish farm. But since you have Mayim in it, now it's Bakshara Kabbalah. And that's the same. If everybody has a sheet to hear, I'll leave it up to you.
So we go by the
rules? No, we don't go by the rules. We're talking about the Vatel. The Rebbe Eliezer, the Rebbe Eliezer, the Svara of Rebbe Eliezer, from the Pesach, says, V'chol matzah. The whole matzah means any little bit of matzah. So as long as you have the any matzah in there, it's going to be a matzah of kabbalah tumah. Kind of a rabbanon, dafka asher yishatet. Asher yishatet means only matzahs that are owned in the matzah, like yayin and shemen and chalav and so on. But make peros, that's not what the pri is for. So, it turns out now that Rebbe Eliezer is going according to Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Yishmael learned the Torah, the Prat V'Klal, Klal Prat V'Klal because of the Kolam, so the Prat V'Klal because of the Parat. The Ruba, the Rebbe Yishmael, so now he's going even beyond Rebbe Yishmael. So this is the Kolam Asher, Asher Yishateh. So Asher Yishateh now, is you have first, it says in the Pasuk, the Kol HaMashker, the Kol HaMashker Yavol of Mayin Yitma. So Mayin is Dafka Hafat, which is Mashna Dafka, Mayin and nothing else. Right? And here Rabbi Yishmael says, it should say, Klal Prat, I'm sorry, the word should say Prat Klal, because of the Parat. So since it says Kol HaMashker after the Prat, so now we have a darshan with Reba and Yud, so it's Reba HaKol. The Kachomim hold that we only have Klal HaPrat to Ein HaPrat, and therefore it's Dafka Mashkin Asher Yishateh. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, because of our Klal HaKol B'Klal, he's going even further, because if Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Shmuel, so then he is not limiting it in any way. He's saying that it means anything at all, as long as it has a little bit of Mayim in it, it's because of the call out to everything. So Asher Yishateh, according to him at the end, which is a prat, according to Rabbi Yishmael, we should also darshan it in a prat, whereas according to him, he's darshaning it as a ribui. So apparently he holds that even though you have a call prat, a prat klal uprat, which is what we have over here, mayim, and then bakol, and then Asher Yishateh, he still holds that we're being marv, and we're saying how cold the klal. So he knows he's going beyond Rabbi Yishmael. You have the Gurin that he's found, Omer of Elazar, it should say, to Rabbi Yishmael, and that actually he does hold of Rabbi Yishmael. He's not going further than Rabbi Yishmael. He's darshaning only over here as a problem klal, and that's why it's Rebut. The Asher Yishateh, according to him, has nothing to do with this Rasha. Just like over there, Al-Kakmi, she probably has a Al-Kakmi, and he says to them like this, to Mo, the Ati Ipapam, say that you understand, Mikol Ha'okal Asher Yeyakel, same idea, as I'm calling out Asher Yishapet. So you said over there, Asher Yeyakel doesn't mean a type, it means Prat Ova Sarua. It means that it has to be edible, that's all it means. So once it's not edible, so then it's no longer Mikabal Tuma. Same Yitzri Asher Yishapet, Prat Lamashke Sarua. All that it means is not a type of Mashke, it means something that has to be royal ishtia. And therefore, why do you darshan over here the Klal Prat HaKlal, a Prat Klal Prat, and tell me that I should have to darshan it to include only these things? Whereas what else can you tell me? Everything is included, except there's another drasha that tells me it can't be unpalatable good. And they said to him, I'm Lo Zomer Ha'ok Mashke, that's the thing at all. Lo Yom Ha'ok Mashke, she knows Karuch Mi Karo Tahor. So the Mashkin, she came, Mashkin, Sarok, Mi'ikaro, is still Tamein. We find in the Torah that there are Mashkin, Tamein, even though by definition, they're Saruah. Because we have a concept of Mayamin, Azov, which included urine or it's semen, things that are considered to be Saruah, Kremachatkiva. The Torah gives them a din of Mashkin to be Matami. So Mamela, if Mashkin, Matami, to Makamura, the Sirachon, there's no reason to say that Mashkin means something that became Saruah is not Matami. Mashkin by Okel, if it starts off as being Anal Royal Asila, it doesn't have a din of an Okel. And it will never be Matami. Nowhere do we find in the Torah that something that's not an edible Okel, that it should be Matami. So therefore, it's not comparable. We should Mashkin instead for a flock on the front.
So
There's also another tremendous difference. If you have a stom ulcer is considered to be edible whether someone decided he wanted to eat it or didn't decide he wanted to eat it, it's going to be metabolism. But that's just something that's funny. But a mashkin, even though it's a perfectly valid mashkin, it requires your machshava in order for it to be booked for metabolism, because it says ki yitain is written. Even though we read it yutan, but we die from it, it has to be similar to ki yitain. So if there's no machshava, it's not metabolism. Therefore, it's clearly the Torah is coming to be mamayat mashkin in a different way. It's being mamayat also. Too much, get back to the front of the line, take a mashkava. Umifnei shetriv a mashkava, yehim mashket, saguach li yikaro tamei, hello vein shetriv mashkava, hello vein shetriv mashkava, yehim mashket, saguach li yikaro, toho, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. How can you come now to be mashkava? You're going to say, let's give it a bit of mashkin because it requires machshava. On the opposite. I mean, say, that since they require machshava, that even if they're miyukad l'adam, what's that? That's a kula, right? Even if they're miyukad l'adam, but if I don't have a machshava to drink them, or that I want this water to be here, it's not going to be kabal truma. So then kol shikin, if it's mashkin so ruach, it should for sure be more kohar. I mean, that's not a reason to be mashkin, right? The mashkin shlukim, what are you coming to tell me? The Torah is not coming to tell me mashkin shlukim at all. You give me a reason why I should be mashmer on mashkin shlukim, but this is the reason to be make on mashkin shlukim. The standards for turning something into mashkin shlukim are higher, not lower, based on the second argument. So I don't understand this argument. So what did you mean? This is what he meant was like this. He meant that over here the point is if you take animal feed and you decide that you're going to eat it, it doesn't matter. Because you say, bottle diet, it's a kolada. Your machshava to eat cat food is not the same for me, and machshava to open. Machshain came, cover the mashkin, came mashke behima la'adam, bring the machshava. Let's say you have mayim that are owned in for an animal, and you decide you're going to drink it. So certainly it's going to be mashkin kabel truma. In which case, mashkin shlukim, which is the only an animal would eat, should also, therefore, be royal kabel truma. In which case, why did you say kol mashka? So you just said, it's coming to tell me, mashkin, that it's a proud kabel crop. So tell me, king. Kol mashke matam alon asher yishaseh. When it says kol mashke asher yishaseh, wouldn't you just say kol mashke? Why do you say asher yishaseh? Prat l'mashke saruah, says the Rebbe Eliezer. We hear the blessing of the parish. That Rebbe Eliezer learned the posik of asher yishaseh saruah. And the Tanakama argued, Amr lo, ein mashkin yotin, lo yedei ofot, below yedei parah. They said they're not considered to be mashkin, Uriah, mashkin shlukim. It doesn't lose the shame of mashkin because it's roy for ofot and a parah to drink it. They will drink mashkin shlukim. So it's still mashkin. Uriah b'shem Rebbe Eliezer say that moda Rebbe Eliezer, a moda hakomim Rebbe Eliezer could say, the mashkes arog ni parah. They're arguing only on a mashkin that originally was drinkable and now it became so ruach. So then, since it's still roy for all folks, and perhaps, so to speak, it continues to be mashkin. But if it started off with a mashkin that was so ruach mikaro, it was never roy for drinking, then over there, it's not going to be makabos. So they would be moda shuhu tahor. But aninan, hamuhal hayotemihen, revelyatim b'tehavar rachamim b'tami, doesn't it say b'tehrish, and if you have muhal, which comes out from Zayin before it's turned into Shemen, which is not drinkable. It's disgusting. It's like an oily exudation from an olive. So it says over there that Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer is tired because he learned from the lesson of Asher Yishatet, telling that if it's Saruach, it's not Asher Yishatet. And this is Saruach, and it's not Yishatet, but it says anyway that Achamim on the time over here, so apparently they argue on Rebbe Eliezer, even though it's Saruach and Mekarl, because over here the leakage occurs right away at the beginning, at the moment it becomes Mashkin. So, Lechora, they argue even on that. You see, according to Achamim, it would not be true that it would be much Rebbe Eliezer if it was Saruach and Mekarl. Rabbi Lo, the Shem Rabbi Lazar says, Lord Rabbi Lazar, the Chachomim, the Ne'yam HaGadol, שאפילו הם שרופים התורה קרא אותם מים. So this is a mikveh ha-mayim karayamim. So even though you can't drink water out of the ocean because it's mineral content, there Rabbi Eliezer is noted that that's not called mashkim shrufim, because the Torah says that the oceans are water by definition, and the male they will be mashkim kabakim. Rabbi Yaakov Azadim Shemir Miyavu says, Rabbi Eliezer ha-komi b'mei trodim u'b'mei shalakot she'in mashkiri. That even though mei tered, mei shalakot, they may be disgusting, but they are makshir lekabel tuma. These are various soups. So even though like you use them only to cook things in them, you cook beef in them, you cook vegetables in them, and now they don't taste good because of the things you put in them. But nonetheless, they were used for food. They're makshir. But the opening of Shemir Shubra Yochai, your mouth is done. Shimona makshir. If somebody will say to you, why did Bakon always say they're Shiva mashkin? It's not true. It's really Shmona mashkin. But the truth is, Emorlo, Hare Tau, Umayim min Eferin, Umono Tev Bakonim Shmayim, Tau and Mayim are basically the same thing. I mean, what is Tau? Tau is water. Right? And they went out to make seven mashkin. So if a guy says, well, there's really eight mashkin, I've discovered that the Torah views something, you know, after the mashkin. So tell him, the Shem of mashkin were not picked out of a hat. Because if they were picked out of a hat, we would have made a shisha mashkin. Well, why should we use Tal and Mayim separately when every idiot knows the Tal is Mayim? So in other words, we went to define Shiva mashkin because we have a Kabbalah that there's Shiva mashkin. And one of those are coming Shnai. You think that if they had your discovery that there was some other min, do you think that they wouldn't have been mounted in the seven and they would have included Tal and Mayim to be one? So it must be that there's a Kamolot, there's a Sheva Mashkin, and it's searching all over the Torah, we go through the Gemara, for anything that would be called a Mashkin, would be compared to a Mashkin, and anywhere in Tanakh. Those, they could only come up with six. So they understood that they have to live separately, Tal and Mayim, in terms of the source of the thing, even though chemically it's the same exact thing. So if that's true, it means that they've already checked out your attributes, and they discovered that they couldn't have included it. Because believe me, they were desperate to find something to include it.